Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome to today's episode of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour. If you're paying attention, you could probably tell by now, this is not Mark. This is Mike. This is Mike from Arms Room Radio. Mark's asked me to sit in here today, and it's always a pleasure when I get to talk to everybody. You know what? We'll just give it up front where Mark is today. Mark is on the way to Tombstone, Arizona. And I'm going to give you more about Tombstone, Arizona and what he's going to be doing out there. But first, let's get into a little bit of a program. Let's talk to each other for a few minutes here. You know, there's a couple of things in the news today. And, there's always things in the news. We've always got stuff going on with Second Amendment, First Amendment, all of our rights that the left seems to want to take away from us. We always plenty to talk about. But today, a little bit of celebrity news. You know, if you've been following along, you kind of know where I'm going. First off, we had you saw who joined President Trump in the White House yesterday for lunch, right? Did you see that? So we're gonna get into that. We've got some stuff from man. What's going on with Arnold Schwarzenegger? Is he losing his mind over there? Is he too much standing out in the California heat? It's getting to him out there. We're gonna talk about old the governor. You know, he's got some issues. Jamie Lee Curtis, you know, as a matter of coincidence, you know, remember they were in the movie together. What was it? True Lies. Him and Arnold Schwarzenegger. We're gonna be talking a little bit about Jamie Lee Curtis and trying to get some. I guess we're getting you some celebrity gun news out there, you know, or some celebrity politics. You know, it's kind of I'm trying not to be TMZ here, you know, but we want to get the information out to you. I think the one I want to start with is Jamie Lee Curtis. You know, Jamie Lee. Now, listen, we all know Jamie Lee. Remember from years ago when she was in, the Halloween series of movies. In fact, that's what she's back in the news for today, or yesterday is the Halloween news series. She's what was the other movies? Trading Places. Remember the Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd movie? That was a good one. Then of course we already mentioned the True Lies. So, you know, Jamie Lee is how do we say this politely? She's a butt. She's a butt. Yep. What do I mean, Mike? You can't call somebody a butt on the radio. Now she's a Second Amendment butt, and we're going to get to that. So we're going to talk about her here. She's in this new movie, Halloween. I don't know if it's Halloween, 2000 or Halloween 3000, whatever it is. It's the newest version of the Halloween. You know, remember she was in it as original young actress. She went back for, I think it was Halloween 2000, actually, now that I mention it. Now she's back in another rendition of Halloween coming up for, just in time for the holidays. She wields a gun. She uses a gun. She uses a gun in this movie. And you can see her, moving throughout, using the gun, in defense. Like you would use a gun, I guess, if you're being attacked by, crazy Halloween monsters. That's what she's doing. So she got called on it. They said Jamie Lee. I don't know if they call her Jamie Lee. Maybe they call her Jamie. Maybe call her Jay. I don't know. Jay Lee. They said Jamie Lee. You're a hypocrite. You use guns in your movie, but you're anti-gun, and this is of course covered by CNN. Come on, this is covered by the left. Fox was the one that called it out and said, "Listen, here she is using these guns, and she's a gun control advocate." Well, CNN said the title. I love the titles. How they make the titles of their stories. So if you were just scrolling through your news feed and you saw the titles, you would think, oh man, that's it. Here's the title. This must be a horrible thing. Her title for hers was Jamie Lee Curtis uses two words to shut down widely ridiculed Fox News gun story. Wow. Two words. I'm thinking these must be strong words. The way this title is written, the way the title of this story is written, this has got to be some serious strong language that she threw out there. Again, if you were just scrolling through your news feed and saw that title and didn't read the story, your brain would automatically go to that. This must have been harsh. This must have been harsh reality that she threw down on Fox. Well, you want to know what her two words were? Her two words were just silly. Yeah, that's it. Just silly. So that's the two great words she threw back at him. Here's the problem with Jamie Lee Curtis doing wielding these guns, yielding these guns in the movies, when she's a gun control advocate. She goes on and she says that, listen, she supports the Second Amendment. Well, she supports the Second Amendment. You guys, you know what's coming next? Did we do? I already gave it away. Did I give it away? All right. You know what's coming next? She said she supports the Second Amendment and has absolutely no problem with people owning firearms. You ready for it? But, yeah, she's a Second Amendment, but she supports the Second Amendment, but she has no problem with people owning firearms if they have been trained, licensed, a background check has been conducted, and a pause button has been pushed to give time for that process to take place. What? I don't think I've heard that last part before. I don't think I've ever heard the let's give time for have a pause button to be pushed so the process can take place. Okay, Jamie Lee, hopefully you're listening today. I don't know if you're a regular listener of the Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour with Mr. Mark Walters. Perhaps you are. I don't know. Let me give you a little facts here. Let me give you a little how this works when you purchase a gun. And maybe you own a gun, Jamie. I have no idea. But there is no pause push button. Let that process take place. You go in to buy your firearm. Depending on which state you're in, you go into your licensed firearm dealer. You say, I would like to purchase this firearm, please. You fill out your federal background check form. You have to answer truthfully on that, or you don't go any further. They do the federal background check, which for the most part, unless it's a really crazy, busy, hectic day and for gun purchases, it's done in 10 to 15 minutes. It tops. Maybe on a holiday, weekend, when there's gun specials or specials for everything going on around the country, that might take a little bit longer. It might take 20, 30 minutes unless there's a delay. If there's a delay, which I mean, your name matches somebody else's name that's a convict or you're on the terrorist watch list, then there's going to be a delay and they're going to hold you back. Then you have to wait. That's the purpose of that background check, to catch those people. But now, unless you have a state with a waiting period or a county or a city with a waiting period, you have to go in and you have to abide by that waiting period. Most places, though, if you've already gone and gotten your firearms permit, whether that's whatever your state calls it, a carry permit, a concealed weapons permit, your firearms identification card, whatever it happens to be. Once you have that, in most of those locations, you get to bypass your waiting period. You don't have to worry about the waiting period for the firearm. But there are still plenty of locations out there where I can walk in today and say, I would like to purchase this firearm. Here is my driver's license. I will fill out your form. I will get my background check and I will take it home. Now that's majority for long guns. I'm trying to think if there's any places with still do that with handguns, with pistols, with revolvers, that kind of thing. Revolvers and pistols. What's the other one? Derringers. That's one of the other classifications for handguns under the ATF, a derringer. And long guns, you can do it. You can take it home that day if the law allows. I'm trying to remember if there's any for the pistols, for the sidearms. Have to look at that. We'll have to check that on a break and get back to you. I'm not sure. But Jamie, you can go in there. You could buy this firearm. The pause button. And here's what I want to go to with the Second Amendment and this pause button. The Second Amendment says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Unless, according to Jamie, you've been trained, you've been licensed, you've had your background check, and you have this pause button to give time for that process to take place. I'm not sure if she's referring to cooling down period that we saw after the Brady Bill came out, or perhaps she thinks that it actually takes I got to do fingerprints and send them off and wait a month for the FBI to send them back to me old school style. She's a little bit out there, so I'm not sure what her goal is with these pause buttons. But that's crazy, Jamie Lee. That's not how this works. And here's where we complain all the time. You'll hear this, folks, and you've got to listen to when people talk. You have to listen to when they start to talk about firearms, because they're going to tell you, I support the Second Amendment, but don't be a Second Amendment, but I've got a little proud pin that I wear all the time. I've got it from Mr. Jerry Henry, the executive director there at Georgia Carry. First time I ever heard it, and he had the pins. I don't know if it was something he coined or something the organization coined, but you hear all the time, I support the Second Amendment, but. Well, stop right there. Stop right there. If they don't support the Second Amendment, if they don't support the Second Amendment, they're going to say but. This is where the but comes in. I support the Second Amendment, but. No, you don't. No, you don't. You might as well say things like, I support the First Amendment, freedom of speech, but not for Jews. It's not for them. That's what we hear. Jamie, that's what we hear when you say, I support the Second Amendment, but I support the Fourth Amendment for protection against illegal search and seizure, unless you're Hispanic. That's what we hear. Because you want to take some of our rights away from us based on your beliefs, based on your prejudging us. What's a prejudge? You prejudged me because I have a firearm. You know what prejudges? You know where that word comes from? Prejudiced. All of a sudden now, I'm the racist. We've already worked our way back there. Well, of course we have, because they're liberals. It's Jamie Lee, and she thinks that it's okay to support the Second Amendment if I have, let's see, training, I have education, I have a gun, I have a minimum salary requirement, my car goes at least 60 miles an hour. You could just go everywhere. It's ridiculous. Folks, listen, we got more program coming up for you here on the Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour. My name is Mike. I'm sitting in for Mark. Stick around. We'll get back in just a few minutes with more program for you.
Okay, Armed American Radio listener, the clock is ticking on this one. How'd you like to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would, and the USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you, too. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like us. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day, so you gotta check them out. They're giving a lucky winner a different gun every single day this week. Just text ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to the number 87222 right now to get entered. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 24 Kimbers. It could be 24 Glocks, maybe 24 new SIGs. All you have to do is text ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to the number 87222 and reveal which gun you could be taking home today. But remember, not a lot of time here. It all ends soon. Plus, today's gun will disappear at midnight. So don't put it off. Don't miss out. You could win a new gun every single day this week. Just text ARM to 87222. ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, guys, the clock's ticking on this one. How'd you like to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would. And the USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you, too. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day, so you got to check them out. They're giving a lucky winner a different gun every single day this week. Just text ARMED to the number 87222 right now to get entered. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 24 chances to win your daily gun. It could be 24 Kimbers, 24 Glocks, maybe 24 new SIGs. All you have to do is text ARMED to the number 87222 and reveal which gun you could be taking home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. This all ends soon. Plus, today's gun will disappear at midnight. So don't put this off. Don't miss out. Because you could win a new gun every single day this week. Just text ARMED to 87222 right now. That's ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Hey, I told you I was going to give you some facts about Tombstone. Mark is going out to Tombstone. He's actually going to be broadcasting live out there on Monday and Tuesday. So next week, Monday and Tuesday's edition of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour is going to be coming to you live from Tombstone, Arizona. Not from the movie set, the actual Tombstone, Arizona. I was out there with Mark when we were out there 3-4 years ago. I think we went out there for a little historical journey, a little historical voyage, and he's going back out there again. It's one of his meccas that he makes out there to the Tombstone, Arizona. And this time he's going to be out there. Listen, folks, if you're out in Tombstone, what a treat. This is great. He's bringing Mr. Alan Gottlieb with him. Yeah, the founder and executive vice president of the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, is going to be out there with him. So you're going to be able to see Mark and Alan out there in Tombstone Monday and Tuesday. Sunday night's program, the big show, I'm not sure where he's broadcasting that from. You know, that's still up in the air. But listen, Monday and Tuesday, you if you're in the Tombstone, Arizona area, if you're in the Tombstone, Arizona area, you're in Tombstone because Tombstone, Arizona is right there in the middle of nowhere. You could just head that way. If you have the Tucson area, Phoenix, do whatever, and you could get your butts down there. Let me give you a couple little facts I found out about Tombstone. I'd been out there recently, and 3-4 years ago, I guess I could call that recently. Did you know that Tombstone's post office, has been going since December 2nd, 1878? Yeah. December 2nd, 1878, Tombstone's post office has been going on, has been active, and the post office been open since December 2nd, 1878. This one I found quite interesting. There's two newspapers, or there used to be two newspapers in Tombstone. You had the Tombstone Epitaph, and edited by John Clum, you remember them from the movie, and then the Tombstone Daily Nugget, which was founded by H.M. Woods in 1880. Why two newspapers? I don't know. Why would you have two newspapers? It's not a big town. Tombstone was not huge by any means, at least compared to, today's cities. Well, the Epitaph took a Republican view on events in town, while the Nugget was supported by the Democrats. Huh? Can you believe that? What are we looking at here? We're looking at 139, 140 years ago, something like that, since the shooting there in at the OK Corral, which was... Actually, not at the OK Corral. It was next to the OK Corral. But we're looking at 140 years ago. We had these two newspapers. That one was a Democrat paper, and one was a Republican newspaper. That's pretty wild, right there. We'll come back to some more of the Tombstone facts in a little bit. But boy, Mark told me he was going out there, and I was like, man, I wish I could get out there. Wish I could get back out there. Hadn't been out there enough. And then he told me he was going out there to meet with Mr. Gottlieb and taking him on a little history ride, little history study. Wow, that's pretty cool. I'm jealous. Wish I could be there, and happy for all you people in Tombstone. So enjoy. Have a great time out there. I wanted to talk to you about Arnold Schwarzenegger. I know this sounds like an episode of TMZ we're doing here. I keep giving you all these celebrity updates, but. Okay, this guy, we know he was into guns. We know he was huge into guns in the movies. He was, oh, come on, look, I could go on forever and ever and ever about his movies that, you know, he uses firearms in. Well, they're just all of them. You know, he got to be a tough guy. Remember, one of his big slogans that he used was girly men. He used to joke and say, don't be a girly man. Don't be the girly man. And this was something he used when he ran in 2004 for governor of California. When he would start to say, he would talk to the girly men. Don't watch out for the girly men. And now, listen, we've seen it many times before that. He in Saturday Night Live even used it. Do you remember the characters? Let's see if I remember off the top of my head. It was Hans and Franz. And we had Dana Carvey and, brain block. But they were Hans and Franz, and they were here to pump you up. And they would call everybody on there a girly man, a girly man. Now, you know, I don't know if Schwarzenegger stole it from one or SNL stole it from, Schwarzenegger, but he used the term girly men when he was talking about the Democrats that he was running against and the Democrats in the California state legislature, you know, whether it be the House or the Senate there. He also said that he was going to terminate them. Remember, I'm going to terminate them. The girly man, and they don't do anything. I'm going to terminate them. That was Arnold Schwarzenegger's campaign slogans, campaign speeches when he was out there in California running. Well, you see what's going on. We just saw the brutal attacks against Justice Kavanaugh. We saw how that happened. We've seen them against our president and how, you know, he deferred him and got, you know, and pushed him off. Well, now Arnold Schwarzenegger is turned. Now he is now apologetic for using the girly men taunt. He says, at the time, it felt like the right thing to do. It was in my gut. I improvised it. I called them girly men because they weren't willing to take risks. They were afraid of everything. Politicians in general want to do little things, so there's no risk involved. I'm sorry, I probably should have done that in the accent, you know, maybe next time. He said it was short-sighted in the long term. It's better not to say that because you want to work with them. So now he's coming out that the whole girly man, saying girly man is demeaning. He shouldn't have said girly man because it's offensive. Girly man's offensive. Dude, this is a guy that carried, you know, machine guns and blew people up, and he was the Terminator, and he ripped heads off, and, you know, he killed people with knives that came out of his hands, and he says, "You girly man, I'm going to terminate you," and now he's apologetic for it. He's apologetic for using these terms. What has happened? What is going on out there in California? Why are these people turning crazy? You know, listen, we know that Schwarzenegger is no fan of the Republican Party anymore. When he became the governor out there, he started as Republican, and by the end of his term, he was pretty much a Democrat. He was one of the worst things to ever happen to gun control in California out there. He was horrible, a horrible governor. But now he's apologetic. But listen, you know, here's what you need to do. I'm sorry, man up. You need to man up. You be respectful of women. You be respectful of everybody around you, and you don't have to worry about these things. You don't talk trash to anybody. You shouldn't be talking trash to. It doesn't matter if it's man or woman. Women, this applies to you too. You do. Why all of a sudden we have to apologize for things that happened 20, 30 years ago? It's absolutely horrendous. It's absolutely ridiculous, and I won't do it. You know, maybe that's why I get to keep getting thrown off the Facebook and the Twitter, but because I like to be straight and to the point. Hey, listen, we got more program coming back for you in a few minutes. Stick around. You listen to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to USCCAonAir.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to USCCAonAir.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit USCCAonAir.com to find out. Once again, that's USCCAonAir.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, welcome back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour. This is not Mark Walters. This is Mike Borsky. I am from Arms Room Radio sitting in for Mark today as he travels to Tombstone, Arizona. You know, I probably should have given you this at the top of the program. If you want to follow along, you want to communicate with me during the show here, throw some input at me, because I don't have Mark's Twitter feed and all that. You can send it to my Twitter feed. Do it over at, Arms Room Mike. So it's at Arms Room Mike. You can reach me there if you want to follow along or, contribute a little bit to the program today. We'd be kind of going on a theme a little bit today of, celebrities in the news with guns. I really didn't plan it that way. It just kind of happened to turn out. I want to get into a little bit about Mr. Kanye West there and maybe even a little bit about football Hall of Famer Jim Brown. But the first step of this story is talking about Charleston, South Carolina. Mike, how does Charleston, South Carolina tie in with Kanye West? We're going to get there. I promise you we're going to get there. We're going to get there. Charleston area police, they seized thousands of firearms over the past year. This is something that is a story that came out within the past couple of days. That Charleston has, let me see if I can get the numbers here for you. Let's see, tri-county law enforcement agencies around city of Charleston in South Carolina there, seized at least 7,500 firearms since 2013. So that's 7,500 firearms in 2013. So what are we talking about? About 5 years, so about 1,300 firearms a year is what's getting seized there in the tri-state area there around Charleston in South Carolina. Police seized 300 firearms. This is the Charleston City Police seized 300 firearms in 2013, increased to just under 400 in 2017. So the trending is going up. That was that's the individual numbers from the city. Remember, we were talking, then the number 1250 is the Tri-County area there. Here's what the guns they're getting. The guns that they're getting back are stolen guns. They're recovering stolen firearms. They're in the hands of bad guys. That's what they're seeing out there in the city of Charleston. Now, maybe we should be talking about the city of Chicago, with the ridiculous firearm problem there. But got the stats in front of us today for the city of Charleston. So that's what we're going to be talking about over in South Carolina, where Lindsey Graham is from, where Nikki Haley was the former governor there. So, good state, good people. You know you are, right? Charleston, South Carolina, you guys know you are. I go through there all the time, see people. And these numbers are important for a reason. These numbers could be, let's say this, these numbers could be extremely, extremely less if we did a few things as gun owners. We need to be responsible gun owners. One of the things I say is exercise your Second Amendment rights responsibly. Now, obviously, that means, if you ever had to use your gun, you're using it, responsibly. You're not going to be out there willy-nilly shooting your gun off, becoming a criminal. No, you're a Second Amendment supporter. You're a constitutional supporter. You're going to be using your firearm responsibly. Storage of your firearm is another responsibility. Sorry, responsibility. Mike, put down the coffee. It's a responsibility of yours as a gun owner to make sure your gun is stored properly. Now, I understand I am never without a firearm at any time. There's always at least one firearm on me or available to me, within arm's reach. I did a lot of time in the military and in law enforcement, and I can tell you that I have slept with a firearm securely strapped or fastened to my body. Right. So I've been there. I've done that. You may not be doing that in your home in your Sealy Posturepedic. You may not have the gun in a holster. You might have it in a holster on the side of the bed. You may have it, behind the headboard, wherever you keep it secure, during your evening hours, during your resting hours, whatever they happen to be. The thing I want you to take away from this is you need to store those firearms. The numbers are not in here for this, but it's something, it's astronomical, the number of firearms that are stolen from vehicles. Vehicles is the number one place where firearms are stolen from. Now, I've had the conversation with Mark. I think I've even had it with Mark on air about proper securing of your firearms. If you put it in your car, and even if you lock your car at night and your car is parked on the street or your car is parked in your driveway, are you at fault for leaving that firearm in the vehicle? Are you at fault for having that gun stolen? No. No, you're not. You're not the criminal. You're not the one that decided to break the law and break into these vehicles and take these firearms out. Okay, right. That's good. It's good. But do we have some sort of moral responsibility to make it more difficult for them, for the bad guys, to get to your firearms? And I think that's the conversation. Should you leave them more secure? And I think that answer is yes. Obviously, if you had children in your home, or you had children visiting, whatever it happened to be, you would make sure your firearms are secure, wouldn't you? You wouldn't have them laying around, active firearms ready, firearms ready to be fired, or maybe they're unloaded, they're in parts, whatever. You still wouldn't do that around the kids. You'd take your responsibilities seriously and make sure those firearms were secure. Maybe it's the same in the car. Listen, the kids are not, they're not of age. They're still not, making adult decisions. Well, obviously, these bad guys, most of these bad guys are underage, too. These ones that they're finding with the guns are underage kids, under 17 or younger. They're being caught with these firearms. So maybe we secure them based on that we don't want criminal kids to get them? No. I think it's our responsibility to make sure the firearms are secure, whether that's in your home or in your vehicle. And really, that's the number one thing is not to leave them in your vehicle. Folks, I get it. I understand. You pull into the post office and the sign says no firearms inside. Okay, you got to do what you got to do. Maybe there's a moment or two you have to leave it in there. But you know what? You don't leave the gun, slay it on the seat for somebody to grab through an open window. It's a tough spot, and we've all talked about it, and we've all contemplated this before. So I understand that, but. You need to need to take this responsibility serious. I say if you leave that firearm in your vehicle, that you need not to. You need to bring it in. You need to make sure it's secure. There's plenty of ways to secure them in vehicles. They have these little you can get a little, you know, gun box, like a travel case, you know, for when you're taking your gun on the plane. You ever wonder why those come with a cable in them? That's so you can wrap it around the base of the seat and then put that cable in the lock inside the case when you lock the case. So if you had to leave a gun in your vehicle for, you know, let's say it was a, you know, storage at an airport, or you're going into, you know, one of those gun-free zones, those federal buildings, and you can't have it in there, that's the way to do it. Mike, you promised this was going to tie into Kanye. Yeah, I did. Kanye had a conversation with the president over the past couple of days where he said the problem is not guns. The problem is illegal guns. And I want to clarify something with the way Kanye said it there. Illegal guns. Are there illegal guns? Sure there are. There's guns that have had the serial numbers altered to them. There's guns that are, you know, been altered to be short barrel guns, or, you know, machine guns, guns that have been altered in such a way where they no longer meet the law, you know, sawed off shotguns, that kind of stuff. Those are illegal guns. You know, I'm going to bet that's, you know, 2-3% of all the firearms that are out there, the, you know, the these ones that you hear being seized and, you know, and collected, you know, from law, by law enforcement. It's not illegal guns. It's criminals having guns. Does that make the gun illegal? I don't know. Maybe I'm just, it's semantics. Maybe it's just a play on words here. I respect Kanye for what he's doing, and he's obviously standing up for his community, which is our community, folks. You know, it's, we're all Americans here. But they're not illegal guns. They're that he's talking about. They're guns that are stolen. They're victim guns, really, is what they are. These are guns that have been, you know, they've become victims of crimes themselves. If a gun could be a victim of a crime, that's it. It's been stolen. It's been handed around. It's been used in crimes. Remember, the gun doesn't have any conscience. It's, you know, it's what it does is determined by the operator, by the handler. So these are criminals using guns illegally, which is what I really think Kanye meant to say there. Or, you know, maybe I'm reading into it too much, and we could just call them illegal guns. But there is a class of illegal firearms out there, and those are the ones that, like I said, that have been altered, that have you know, serial numbers scratched off, and, you know, been damaged, you know, by the criminals to make them you know hidden from their true purpose, you know, or cause them to have another purpose. Again, turning a regular rifle into a machine gun, which, by the way, is not just filing a pin. That's movie nonsense. But there are ways to do it if you get the proper tools. Don't do it. Don't do it illegally. That's what I'm saying to you. But Kanye, thank you for bringing this up, that the majority of the problem out there is with these firearms that have been taken by criminals. It's these criminals using these firearms illegally. And that's how we get back into Kanye there. Hey, listen, we're having a great time. We got to get another segment coming up for you. Stick around. We got more Armed American Radio Daily Defense Hour after the break.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, guys, the clock is ticking on this one. How'd you like to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would. And the USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you, too. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day. So you got to check them out. They're giving a lucky winner a different gun every single day this week. Just text ARMED to the number 87222 right now to get entered. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 24 Kimbers, 24 Glocks, 24 SIGs. It could be 24 of whatever gun you want. All you have to do is text ARMED to the number 87222 and reveal which gun you could be taking home today. But remember, that's not a lot of time. This all ends soon. Plus, today's gun will disappear at midnight tonight. So don't put this off. Don't miss out, because you could win a new gun every single day this week. Just text ARMED to 87222 right now. That's ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. A-R-M-E-D to 87222. Hey, welcome back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour. My name is Mike Pawarski. I am not Mark Walters. He is on the way to Tombstone, Arizona, of which you shall hear live broadcast from Mr. Walters on Monday and Wednesday here at Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour. He'll be joined out there by Second Amendment Foundation Executive Vice President and Founder, Mr. Alan Gottlieb. So you're going to hear the two of them. I'm definitely going to hear Mark. I'm sure he's going to have Alan on the program as well. You get to hear Alan on the first hour, usually on the big show on Sunday nights. That's always a treat. So you're going to get to hear Alan during the week, which makes it extra special. You get extra insight from him. They'll be out there in Tombstone, Arizona together. I did say I was going to give you some Tombstone facts throughout the program, and I guess I kind of slacked on that. Let me give you a couple more here. Did you know in Tombstone, Arizona, saloons were open 24 hours a day in Tombstone, included the Oriental, Crystal Palace Saloon. You've heard of them before. They've been in the movie. Let's see, the Eagle Saloon and the Alhambra. Saloons could be quite decadent and served whiskey and brandy, six-year-old Kentucky apple brandy, gin rum, sherry port, English ale, Scotch, Miller's Extra, and 26 different imported wines. The Oriental bragged at having piano and violin concerts every night, and it was lit by chandeliers. Huh? How about that? A little bit more of Tombstone facts for you. Hey, I gave you my Twitter address, the Twitter feed there. It's at Arms Room Mike, and I've heard from a couple of you, so I wanna answer some of your questions. I guess that's where we can go here with the last segment, is we'll just answer some questions that you've sent to me. If you want to try and get some in here before the end of the program, go right ahead. From Janice in Florida, she asked me about the governor race down there, Andrew Gillum. Andrew Gillum is the Democrat running in Florida. He's, a current mayor of Tallahassee. We've watched pretty much the town of Tallahassee, the crime rate go up. Everything's just a mess there. You know, that's my opinion. That's a conservative opinion. If you hear the liberal side of the argument, this guy's the best thing since sliced bread. If you go to the conservative side of the argument, this guy is standing there saying, I'm going to raise taxes by $1 billion. I want total absolute gun bans and gun control and assault weapon bans. The guy's a whack job. His NRA rating was just dropped to FX. I didn't even know there was an X rating. But FX, the difference between the regular F and the FX is that if you're supported by, Crazy Moms Against Everything and Every Town for Gun Safety and the Bloomberg folks, then you get the X after your F to say that, you've been bought. So he's been bought by the anti-guns. He's running against Ron DeSantis, who's a Iraq war vet, Navy veteran, and is very, very conservative and backed by President Trump. So we're hoping things go right there. Let's see. The next one I got is, Mike, what's the latest with 1639, I-1639 out of Washington State? I know you've had Mark talk to you about this before. I have talked about this on Mark's program. I talked about this on my program. So I'll give you the latest I got on 1639. For folks that are just tuning in first time, 1639 is the gun control agenda that's going to make Washington a more miserable place. Well, listen, everything east of Seattle, north, and south of Seattle is pretty nice. Well, Tacoma, I guess. So that SeaTac area over in there has become the new North California. So they've brought up a lot of those California rules. The rest of Washington State's a beautiful place, visual wise and law wise, statute wise. But 1639 is to put an extremely. I don't have enough time. We only got 5 minutes left. I don't have enough time to give you, all that 1639 would do if you're just tuning in. A couple of the easy ones are the everybody has got to register guns. You have to put all of your firearms into the registry. This is done through the sales. There could be no more private sales, is what 1630. One of the things 1639 wants is and that's how it's done. Is every time a gun is sold, you have to go through the background check process, and that creates the database there. Obviously, it raises the rates to. The age to 21 years old in the state of Washington to purchase any kind of firearm. It's just horrible. It's horrible for gun owners and Second Amendment supporters and people that believe in the Constitution in this country. But this bill or this proposal that's now on the ballot, this ballot initiative, had to get the proper number of signatures to get put on the ballot. It was done completely half baked. They didn't follow the rules, didn't follow the law. If I recall, even the judge that reviewed the case said, listen, the type font on here is so small, I can't read it. And I got 20/20 vision. They didn't follow the proper way of annotating and documenting what was the new part of the law, what was the old part of the law. So this judge said, no, it's out. It's off the ballot. I think that lasted 3 days. 3 days. And the Washington State Supreme Court said, no, it's back on. We want the citizens to decide. Yeah, well. Obviously, your left leaning court, you want your citizens to decide. Guess what? If this ends up passing out there and it's challenged again by friends out at the Second Amendment Foundation or wherever it happens to be, you know what those judges are going to say one more time? Well, yeah, we know it was bad, but it's what they wanted. So we're going to let the left have it. So that's pretty much my latest updates that I have for there is that this is still a crock. The majority that I saw somewhere with the law enforcement agency, I think it was the Chief and Sheriff's Association, They came out and said they're against this. They're against 1639. So they want to see that. They want to see that gone as well. Let's see what Nike. I want to tell you a little Nike story. I got a moment or two here. In the store yesterday with my daughter. She's a soccer player. She needed to get some new sandals, slides. The kids call them these days. And she went over and she. I let her try them on herself. She came and said, "Daddy, 13 years old. This Nike ones, they fit the best." And I said, "Baby, they're Nike. We can't get Nike." She said, "Why not?" I said, "Because remember the Kaepernick thing with the kneeling on the flag?" And she's holding them in her hand. And at that point, it was like she was holding like a dead snake. And she held them by two fingers and went, "Oh," and turned around, dropped them on the shelf, went over, got a pair of I think it was Adidas she grabbed. And we ended up with those. So cute story. I don't know why I didn't tell you that at the beginning of the program, but I wanted to tell you that. There was rumor that a sheriff's department out in Arkansas was putting Nike shirts on their prisoners to embarrass them. That again, it ended up being crap. Ended up being crap because the sheriff said, "Listen, we got a whole box of free shirts here, and we got people coming in with no shirts, and we got to take pictures, an intake." So that's we just threw these shirts on them. Blacks, black people, white people, it didn't matter. It was. I saw the pictures. So more social media crap. And then the last one I got here was Taylor Swift. Mike, Taylor Swift supporting the Democrats in Tennessee. Yeah. Okay. What are we going to lose now? Now that Taylor Swift is supporting Democrats in Tennessee, we're going to lose the 13-year-old girl vote in Tennessee and maybe the middle-aged male vegan vote in New Jersey. Who cares? You know, it's Taylor Swift. Nobody's worried about her politics. Hey, folks, listen, I've had a great time hosting the program for Mark today. Remember, he's going to be out at Tombstone, Arizona with you on Monday and Tuesday. He'll be coming to you live from out there in Tombstone, Arizona. You'll hear him live here on the big show Sunday night. You'll see Eastern time. You do that from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. and just push it back 3 hours on the coast. So I want to thank Mark. I want to thank everybody else. I want to thank Sean there working the board for making it so easy for me today. And, please join Mark again back on Monday. He'll have a great time. You've been listening to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.